coming out of LDs, full load, get through the narrows. You come out of, you familiar with Alaska, with LDs?
Not so much.
It's like going through a bunch of mountains into a big, big pond. The first time I went in there at an earlier date for some other ship's tankers, I went in the dark. I remember it being dark in there, and all I could see is big lights up on the mountains and everything. And it looked like that movie Ice Station Zebra. You know, I get up in the morning and it's daylight. Of course, you only got about 4 hours of daylight there in the winter. And you look around and you can't even see the entrance. How the hell did we get in here? Anyways, of course, I have to be on it for years. Anyways, goes through real narrow through the mountains. And then it opens up huge area, Columbia Glaciers over here, which you've heard of. Exxon Valdez seem to have a little problem with it. And Hinchinbrook's up here, way about 5-7 miles out. You know, you got to go through there before you let the pilot off. But we just cleared the narrow, going through the narrows and everything, and then and the Prince William Sound, that's what it was called, the Prince William Sound. The ship was also called the Prince William Sound. Anyways, one condensate pump went down and the other one failed to start. That was it. We floated for in a hurricane, almost force winds, for quite a few hours before we managed to, you know, nothing worked. Couldn't get power back to the board, you know, and come to find out there was fire protection, low voltage thing set up so that, you know, that it would automatically cut out all the air ventilation to the engine room. Well, they tied the force draft fans, which supplies the air to the boilers and that too, which shouldn't have been. But so I don't even know where this thing is. So between the hours of trying to figure out why you can't get power back to the main board and everything, plus the temperature engine room immediately went up to about 135, 150 degrees, you know. Anyway, we managed to get it going and limp back in. Over the next 2 years, you know, between firing everybody and replacing everybody, 2 years later, we get it so that we don't have any downtime at all. And we, for the next six years or so, we ran that ship. It was doing really good.